Dix. Madam Chair, the Islamic Republic of Iran extends its thanks and appreciation to the chairperson and her team for the professional work and efforts invested in preparing the chair's updated text. The dedication and expertise demonstrated in this endeavor are commendable, and we acknowledge the significant strides made towards addressing racial discrimination and related intolerances. My delegation notes and respects the position of those states that have opted not to participate in the discussions of this session. Recognizing diverse perspectives and concerns that exist, the Islamic Republic of Iran proposes a constructive path forward. We propose that the chairperson to present this document to the all states, allowing for a reasonable period during which they can review the contents and submit their comments. This inclusive approach will ensure that the document reflects a broad consensus and addresses the various concerns of all stakeholders. Upon careful review of the updated text, the Islamic Republic of Iran wishes to announce the following observations and recommendations. Number one, inclusion of marginalized group. In section N.5, titled The Definition of Main Conduct to be Criminalized, the document adopts a broad approach to defining racial groups and victims of racial discrimination. This broad definition potentially includes marginalized groups, which from our perspective could complicate the implementation of the document. The Islamic Republic of Iran opposes the inclusion of such general concepts, as they may dilute the focus and effectiveness of the measures proposed. We advocate for more precise definitions to ensure the document's practical applicability and clarity. Number two, equating belief with religion. Section N.5, subsection E, addresses the discrimination based on religion or belief together. This conflation appears to conflict with the position of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which firmly opposes equating belief with religion. Our stance is that religion and belief are distinct concepts that should not be treated synonymously. We recommend revising this section to clearly differentiate between the two, ensuring that the unique characteristics and implications of religious discrimination are appropriately addressed. Number three, addressing gaps in ICERT regarding religious discrimination. While the document acknowledges the need to address gaps in ICERT, including those related to the religion, it adopts a broad approach. This approach addresses discrimination based on religion or belief rather than focusing specifically on insults to Islam or Muslim sanctities. The Islamic Republic of Iran reiterates the factual evaluation of contemporary forms of Islamophobia, which presented to the session in the first week. We assert that it is necessary to treat Islamophobia as an authentic and independent factor in the document rather than merely as an aggravating factor. By doing so, the updated document can more effectively address the unique challenges and prejudices faced by Muslims globally. In conclusion, the Islamic Republic of Iran reiterates its appreciation for the chairperson's efforts and collaborative spirit of all participating states. We look forward to constructive dialogue and fruitful outcome that reflects our collective commitment to justice and equality. The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that adding additional protocols to the convention is a right revenue to fill the gaps. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.